the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Good morning and welcome to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I'm Tiffany Bacon. So thankful you decided to join me today, because you know what? You could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but I'm so glad you decided to stop by here. And again, I say thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking with another Tiffany. Love the name, doll. It's, you know, we always have topics, not always, but we often have topics that can be provocative but are something that we need to talk about as a community, especially as a community of Christians. And lots are going on. Lots of things are going on with our young people. So you will often hear the theme of youth come up with this program. And today is not going to be much different. We are going to be talking about the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative, and the program manager for this initiative from the Family Planning Council is Tiffany Thompson, and she is joining us today, and we are speaking about the issue of teen pregnancy. Our babies are having babies, and we're having babies large numbers, and Tiffany's going to help us understand what those numbers are and possibly what's going on. So definitely tune an ear up, turn the radio up. If you're still a bit groggy and you're waking up, you're like, oh, wait, what's going on here? Yes, turn your radio up and definitely give us a call if you have questions for Ms. Thompson about this initiative, or if you have a comment. We definitely welcome you, because the show would be nothing without you. You're as big a part of the show as anybody else. So please join us. 215-263-1039. Tiffany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm breathing on schedule. Somewhat. No, I'm breathing on schedule.
It's fantastic.
Awesome. So first and foremost, let's talk about some of the numbers. I just said that, you know, our young people are having young people at a somewhat alarming rate. And what are those rates?
Well, in Philadelphia, the teen birth rates, well, particularly in West and Southwest, where our project is geared, we are double the national rate.
Really?
So in the United States, it's 39 per 1,000, and Philadelphia is 53 per 1,000.
So we're talking about 53 teens per every 1,000 teen in Philly are having kids.
Yeah, and you know, in Philadelphia, we are fortunate to do a youth risk behavior survey, mm-hmm. and in the recent study in the last year, the survey proved that 64% of teens already are engaging in sexual intercourse. And 15% are engaged in sexual intercourse before the age of 13.
Okay, so that's I'm not a parent, so I can't speak for parents.
Right.
But I am somebody's child, and I can say what my mother would say if she were still of childbearing age hearing this news. She'd say, what in the world is right. going on? So what is going on? Why are Philadelphia teens engaging in so much sexual activity?
Well, if you're asking the teens, and, you know, that's who we work with a lot, and we have a youth advisory board, they're saying that teens aren't given enough things to do. A lot of one of the first things I hear constantly is that teens, particularly young women, are looking for self-esteem in the wrong places, and they need somebody to love. And they find that particular love in terms of that young child or that man. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, let's just, you know, educate the teens on, you know, how to use contraception. That's all great. Let's give them sexual health education. But also when it comes to a point in this long-term relationship that teens deem, which could be a month, a mm-hmm. week, you know, with teens these days, mm-hmm. They no longer think it's important to use contraception. And when you stop using that contraception, it gives them a sense of, well, he loves me, I love him. And that's mm-hmm. the kind of relationship that they're forming these days. So it's a lot of what you hear in the community and what we're hearing from the teens is that we need to build that self-esteem and that sense of love for our young women these days. And that's also a place where the Christian and the faith-based community can come in, is because the Christian and faith-based community talks about values and mm-hmm. really talks from the faith part and builds value in our young people in our community. And that's where another piece that we're looking to input into this mm-hmm. initiative is building some values into our young people. Mm-hmm. It's more than just, you know, connecting them to clinical care and more mm-hmm. than just getting them access to implementing evidence-based curriculum, but we want to build a better young person for the future, a healthier and a safer and a better young person.
I like what you're saying there. I'm gonna take a stab at this, that uh, of of the numbers that you mentioned, I'm pretty sure the survey that gave you the numbers of 53 teens per every 1,000 teens are having kids. I'm going to guess that some of those 53 are probably Christian, probably brought up in the church, probably have some faith background. So what more can be done, in your view, from your initiative's view, from the Christian perspective, for those teens who are identified as Christian, who are part of that number?
Well, in terms of our initiative, there are a number of ways that they can get involved. Like the project is a community-wide component. It's really based upon community mobilization, getting the community to support and buy the program. One of the ways is that once we noticed that teen pregnancy was decreasing, because it has been decreasing in the United States, but it's pockets in which they are still increasing, and West and Southwest are one. But one of the ways that we noticed that they were decreasing is getting teens access to implementing evidence-based curriculum.
Okay.
So we partner with community-based organizations. We give them funding to do so, and they implement these curriculums that showcase that once these teens go through them, it delays their initiation of sex. So one of the things that we're doing with community-based organizations, particularly faith-based organizations, is that we're collaborating with them in terms of getting them to implement this curriculum and reaching out to their faith group, their youth groups, their basketball teams, whatever, you know, whatever teams they have access to, and delivering these curriculums. And then also linking them to clinical care. So finding whatever clinics or hospitals are in their area and linking them to that type of care. But also, if you can't, if you don't see that, you know, your faith-based organization is able to implement or able to link teens to care, you can also become a part of our program called the Askable Adult, in which we will go in, train your organization, train your church, train your faith leaders, and you will become askable. And, you know, teens can approach you with any types of questions. You will have the facts necessary to provide for them and be able to give them the right information, because we notice that teens have, they're looking for trusted adults in their lives. And many faith leaders are trusted individuals for young teens. And in order for us to be able that we're giving, to know that we're giving the teens the right information, we want to be able to train them. So we can, you can become an askable adult and you can get, you know, fit with the right information to provide for young, our young people.
Interesting. I want to hear more about the initiative, but I want to bring you, my listening audience, into the conversation. Couple of things here. If you have some questions about the programs that Ms. Thompson, Tiffany Thompson, is talking about here with the Family Planning Council, we encourage you to give us a call. If you have a church or a youth group that you think would be interested in participating in any of these initiative programs, then give us a call, 215-263-1039. Also, I want to ask you the question, what more can you or your church do to wrap your arms around the young people and help them to stay away from having children early in life? What more can you or your church community do to help prevent teen pregnancy? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. So let's talk specifically a little bit more about the initiative. Can you just outline it? You gave us some of the things that you guys have to offer, but outline what the initiative is, how it got here to Philly, and you know, what we can expect.
Sure. We are one of nine organizations that were granted funding through the CDC and the Office of Adolescent Health.
Okay.
When President Obama won in 2008, he had winnable battles. And one of them was teen pregnancy, and he created this initiative and dispersed funding through the CDC and Office of Adolescent Health. Awesome. And like I said, we are one of nine organizations nationwide that received this funding. Our initiative particularly is geared to decrease teen pregnancy by 10% over the next, actually teen birth rates by 10% over the next 4 years in West and Southwest Philadelphia.
And why just West and Southwest? What's going on in those areas?
Those areas, like I said, from the numbers coming from them, are double the national rate.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what is so different with the Southwest and West Philly teens than the North Philly, Northeast, Mount Airy, Chestnut Hill,
particularly
South Philly?
In Southwest, what we're noticing is there a lack of resources that are placed in Southwest. When you look at North Philly, you'll see that there's a number of resources, a number of clinics, a number of activities happening, particularly on Broad Street. But in Southwest, you'll see that there's pockets of lack of resources that are occurring in the neighborhoods. So one of the things that, you know, we want to do is tap organizations, schools, youth to resources and build some resources to get in West and Southwest Philadelphia. So like I said, the teen birth rates are double the national rate there. And we know that West and Southwest is a strong community, so we don't want to, you know, talk about the negatives, but we know that putting the initiative in West and Southwest in a pillar of a community that's strong and be able to rally and fight and, you know, work as a community-based project, that West and Southwest Philadelphia are two great neighborhoods in Philadelphia that will be able to rally behind and own this project.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, this is a community-wide, community-mobilized project. So we want to make sure that the community is buying into this, has ownership, and is really driving how this project goes. We don't want to just throw something in West or Southwest. We want to make sure that we're getting buy-in. And we have a number of ways in which we do that. We have a youth advisory board, a community advisory group.
Now, when you talk about those number of ways, you talk about a youth advisory board. What exactly is that? And can any of the children of the people listening this morning participate in it?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. The teens have to be between 14 to 19. I've actually extended the age of a little bit above 19 for older males because we're noticing also that our young girls are dating men much older than them. So we want to make sure we're getting that age range. And we're actually in the process of recruiting for our new youth advisory board. They have to live in West or Southwest Philadelphia, though.
Okay.
And we can definitely give that you guys the information in terms of how to reach out to me in order to get your teens involved. It's a great way for teens to play a vital role in their community, get some leadership skills, plan some great events, and to talk to teens on their level on what the issue of teen pregnancy is and really get them more involved in the project.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I want to hear more about that, and we want you to stay right there. I want to go to the phones again. If you have questions about the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative from the Family Planning Council, give us a call. How your child can be involved, how you can be involved. Again, this is geared towards those in West and Southwest Philadelphia. And the other question I have for you this morning is, what more can you or your church community do to prevent teen pregnancy? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Maurice calling in from West Philadelphia. Hey, Maurice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for calling. What's your comment or question?
My question is, how can you become trained for being askable?
Oh, great. Good morning to you, Maurice. You can, well, actually, you can reach out to me. And what our first thing we're doing is that We have implementers. We have our organization that we've given funding to. Mm-hmm. So our first round is going to go to our implementers. And then we're going to go in and look for those adults who find themselves askable and work with young people. So if you want to become an askable adult, just reach out to me. We can definitely set you up with the dates and times of the trainings. Mm-hmm. It won't be more than a day-long training. Mm-hmm. And we will provide you with all the resources that you need. So just, you know, I can get your information and we can definitely talk about how you can become an askable adult in your community.
Is there a number or website you can give him right now?
Yes, I can give him my number. Ready? 215-985-6833.
Maurice, did you get that?
What was the last four?
6833. 215-985-6833.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. Stepping up to the plate. Definitely be one of the askable,
yes,
askable adults.
We know it's not a word. It comes up red, underlined in Word, but we have created it.
That's all right. Thank you, Maurice, for that information, for asking for that information.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, can we go to Deborah before we break? All right, let's take Deborah, who is on line 2 and calling in from Olney. Deborah, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. I've been working with teens throughout the years, and I found that if they are networked with grandparents and maybe senior centers and get to see some of the children in the hospitals that are not well, that are from birth having problems, I think that it would alert them. I think that they need to be, we as parents and grandparents need to be on an escapade to let these young people see that they're needed and that they don't have to get in these circumstances to help. And I thank you for listening.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. All right, we definitely want to hear from you as we continue with the program today. We're talking about teen pregnancy prevention in West and Southwest Philadelphia. We just found out that the rates of teen pregnancy are double the national rate, so something is going on. We want to know, what more can you, as an individual or parent or as a church community do to help prevent teen pregnancy. We want you to call us and tell us what your thoughts are or what you're already doing. The other call out is for you to call in and ask Ms. Tiffany Thompson more questions about this program, about this initiative in West and Southwest. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We are going to pause for the cause, but we're going to return with more conversation right after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And there we go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today we are talking about pregnancy, teen pregnancy, and the prevention of it. There's the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative going on in West and Southwest Philadelphia. Tiffany Thompson of the Family Planning Council is here to tell us about it. And this is a special month, too, right?
Yes, ma'am. May is Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month.
Okay.
And actually, May 2nd was Teen Pregnancy Prevention Day.
Okay.
And we, you know, one of our national partners in this whole initiative is the National Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide a lot of guidance and support in this initiative. And I encourage everyone to visit their website, thenationalcampaign.org.
Nice. All right. So definitely write that down. The questions for you, my listening audience, on the table are, one, to call in and ask Tiffany more about the programs that are offered in West and Southwest Philadelphia. At the beginning of the program, if you missed it, she gave us the numbers that the rates of teen pregnancy in that area of Philadelphia are double, the national rates, which is pretty alarming. So that means we need some more initiatives and some programs and some adults to get involved in what's going on in that section of our town. So my call out to you is call us, and ask Tiffany more about the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Initiative. Or you can call in and answer the question, what can you as an individual or you as a church community do to prevent teen pregnancy? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Going to the phones, we have Sabrine calling in from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Sabrine, good morning. You're live on the air. Hi, Sabrine, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Awesome.
Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for calling. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, well, first I would like to say I have enjoyed the show. I just started listening to 103. I live in New Jersey, so the area I'm in, I don't really get it.
Okay.
But it's been really, really rewarding, and you have been blessing a lot of people.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have a, you know, this is so profound because I pray for children so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you're in the West Philadelphia area where, as that's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a little cousin, and 17, very bright young lady,
mm-hmm.
and she became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it this way, through God's grace, that she had a miscarriage,
mm-hmm.
because that's something that she did not need. But when you have parents or a parent who is working nonstop to raise 4 or 5 children alone, it's kind of difficult for them to minister to them or place them in an environment. You know, they figure that the kids want to do what they're supposed to do. You know, and the parents thinking that they don't have to worry about them. So how does that, you know, I guess, you know what it is? I looked at the schools. I was at the school, and I'm a Dana school, which is Overbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And those children, they need so much guidance. But their guidance really got to come from their parents. And I'm saying, with your organization, how can you implement your program, sending it home to the children where their parents are reading it and seeing if their parents, you know, can get involved or a family member can get involved. Because, like I said, this my niece is just one out of the, you know, 400 or 500 girls that are in that school, and mm-hmm. that probably more are pregnant. You know, I've seen them just, you know, walking around there pregnant. Like, mm-hmm. it's okay. And it's a sad thing to see.
Yeah, it is. So what more do you think? We have this initiative that Tiffany is talking about. What more do you think we need to do?
No, I just stated. I said that, you know, that if she's going to implement, and I think that the high school level, if they're in the schools, if they're, you know, talking mm-hmm. with the school board to be able to
put it in the
school program there, to be able mm-hmm. to send information home to the parents, to get involved, because it first starts at home.
It sure
regardless
does.
To this program being there, if their parents aren't there side by side with them, communicating, you know, the importance. I know they do, but it needs to be stepped up. The importance needs to be stepped up outside of, you know, getting STDs and all that stuff. But the pregnancy aspect, you know, of being a parent. It's like if this young girl had a baby, her mother's not, who's going to watch the baby? You know, the mother's not home. She's working.
Right.
So, you know, they need to see it on a broader level. And it can't be sugarcoated. It has to be a little harder than just saying, oh, okay, don't have a baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you bring up a very good point. The issue of getting parents involved is so important for us on this initiative. And I would love to hear from the callers ways that they think we need to get parents involved and how we can do that. Mm-hmm. We're looking for more guidance from the CDC to figure out how and what that looks like. There's no curriculum out there for parents.
Right.
I mean, there could be the Ask a Will Adult program. And to touch on a little bit of what you said, is that we're beginning to look more into schools more than just in the community-based organizations. We actually have begun implementation at Bartram High School.
Okay.
And we're looking to continue to spread through the other high schools in our target area. But the issue of getting parents involved is so, so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to hear, I particularly would love to hear from the callers and ways that they think this initiative can really target the parents and what can we do, some steps that we can take to really get parents more involved in the lives of their young people. So I appreciate that comment as well.
Sabrine, thank you so much for calling in. I thank you so much for listening to us this
morning. God bless you.
All right. God bless you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Before we go to Lorna, who's also calling in from New Jersey, Tiffany, I wanted to ask, you know, do you run into a lot of the, not my kid, when trying to address the parents?
Yes.
That's not my child. You know, my child wouldn't do that.
Right. And my thing is, are you having that conversation with your child?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, you're not there with your child 24/7 in order to know what they're doing. But even if it's not your child, we are a community. So like in the old saying, they said it takes a village to raise a child. So let's all be there to take care of our young people. If it's not your child, then it is someone's young child, and everyone is someone's child. So we should be there for our community to uplift our young people because they are valuable to our society.
Can parents ever really afford to say, not my child?
Not at all. I don't think that is the approach to take. And like that young caller said, who would have thunk that 17-year-old bright child would have gotten pregnant? You never know what situation these teens are in, and you can't assume that your young person is the one not to get pregnant. So I think that we need to be proactive in giving our young people the right information before they can even get to that point. So, you know, they're fit with the right tools to use.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, and we're going to go right back to the phones, but there's a show on TV, I caught part of it last week, called My Child Wouldn't Do That.
And never seen it.
I think it's on, I don't want to give the wrong station, but it's on one of the main three, CBS, ABC, or NBC. It's on one of those. And it's a social experiment that's done by the news station. With consenting parents, and they specifically put their teens in particular situations to test if they actually implement the things that they've taught them. And I watched this one where it was don't get in the car with a drunk driver, and it looked like 90% of the teens that they tested got in the car, even though all of the parents said this is why you shouldn't. They taught their teens, when the kids were tested on it, they got in the car. So that's watching that made me think, like, okay, I'm not a parent, but that would really make me say, oh Lord, what more can you do? If you say it in the house and if you say it in the home, you know, what is really going to be that determining factor that the child will use what mom and dad said when they're in the situation? And that also applies to pregnancy.
Yeah. And I also think it's more than just their parents. They need mentors. They need supporting people in their family to give them that kind of information on top of just their parents, because sometimes teens don't listen to their parents, but they need that support, that kind of mentorship. And I've heard that so many times with our young people, that this program has given them someone to really give an outcry to.
Gotcha.
We provided that type of, you know, support for them. And I think that's what our young people are looking for. They want their parents to be involved. And when you hear people say, you know, I don't want to talk to my parents about sex, that's not true. They want the information from their parents, and they want the information from those trusted individuals. So we just need to be open with ourselves to have that conversation with our teens. And I think that's what we need to be comfortable with is having the conversation at first.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's go back to the phones again. We're looking for looking forward to having dialogue with you, my lovely listeners. So give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Lorna calling in from Hamilton, New Jersey on line 4. Lorna, thank you for your patience. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Miss Tiffany. How are you?
I am breathing on schedule. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, as a motivator, you know, I do motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing that we need to always understand and let the children understand is that they're great. If we never teach them about how great they are, they don't recognize their greatness. Yeah. So they get caught up in all kinds of stuff because they don't realize the potential of who they are.
Yeah, they don't see anything past their surroundings.
And that's one of the things that we need to always instill in them, you know, because we get so caught up in society today, especially because people are surviving from one paycheck to another paycheck, or the unemployment rate is so high, they don't even have a paycheck.
Right.
So they're trying to hustle and bustle just to make ends meet. So the children are getting lost in the sauce. And, you know, as your guest said, that, you know, we need to go back to the communities because even when my child heard, you know, I have a child of my own, and thank God she's of age now where, you know, she's never been pregnant. She's never done drugs. She's never done any of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that my child would never do it, but she hasn't done it at this particular point.
Okay.
And that's because every time she thought about doing it, she remembered, if my mother catches me, there'd be consequences to pay. Children don't remember, I mean, because we're so lost in what we're doing as adults, the children don't feel that there's consequences to their actions until it's too late. So I think we need to go back to re-educating parents because there's not a handbook on being a parent. You know, I mean, even though the Bible is the handbook of being a good wife and a good husband and a good, you know, and not sparing the child and, you know, sparing the rod and, you know, and beating the child. But, you know, we need to go back into those olden times again where the community is raising the child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would be glad to offer my services because I have a class, a course that I teach. It's called The Child in the Mirror, where we specify and we talk about who that child is. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Because if the child can't even look in the mirror and feel proud of who they see, I mean, then what? We've already failed that child.
Right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your patience and your comments this morning, Lorna. I really do. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed one.
Bye-bye.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Let's go to Christy calling in from West Philadelphia. Christy, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Christy. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Do you have a comment or question?
How are you this morning?
All right. How are you? We're doing good.
Yeah. I just want to make my little contribution.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And also, Christy, if you could please turn your radio down in the background because we can hear it just a bit.
Okay.
All right. So, what is your comment or question?
Good. What did you say?
Christy, what is your comment or question?
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that most of the blame of our teen pregnancies, you know, should be directed to the government. Too much of freedom to children leads to the, you know, to the attitude of a child thinking that he has all the rights. Mm-hmm. Some children, 80% of our daughters don't listen to their parents. They feel that when they have their baby, the government is going to feed them. They're going to take money from government to take care of their babies and themselves. So they don't listen to their parents. Some parents try their best anyway, because somebody says sometimes that most of these girls are Christians. I don't quite agree.
No, I didn't say most of them. I said I'm sure there are some in that number. I didn't say most, but there are some.
Okay. You see, Christians, pastors are trying. They try to talk. They teach them the word of God. But What I think is the main reason here, like the part of the world where I come from, we listen because if you don't listen, you bear the consequence alone. But in this country, you don't bear the consequence alone. The government coming to aid you. So girls feel they have that right.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you're saying
because of the government, that they think it's all right and they're dependent on the government resources.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you know what? That actually can spark a whole nother hour of conversation, actually, and we'll probably have that conversation. I appreciate you bringing that up, Christy, because in some cases, you know, that is a fact. However, it's not a fact in others. And just like anything else, it's not a sweeping for everybody. But thank you so much, Christy. I appreciate that phone call, and thank you for taking the time to call us.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day. Let's go to Pastor Makol from West Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
I'm so excited. A pastor is calling in.
Yes. Hi, Pastor. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. What's your comment or question, Pastor?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the teen pregnancy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys have an excellent program.
Thank you.
Well, and I want to get you involved.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes. The thing about it is, everything begins from home.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of your panelists mentioned as well, the value of self.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if you don't have the value of self, you begin to find love in all the wrong places.
True.
And what happens is, you see, the mother is the first teacher of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the proclivities of saying, well, don't do what I do, do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of giving the child a proper training, we tend to say, well, I'll give you a condom. And when I give you a condom, what I'm doing, I'm making declaration and decree in your life before you even get started. I'm telling you, go ahead and do what you're going to do, but just use the condom. But instead, what needs to happen is we need to start from home. See, when the mother leaves home, the child is looking at the mother. When the mother leaves the house, the child is watching everything she does, every movement, every action that she does. So now, if you teach the child that what you call sexy is to show your skin, whereas when you really look at the word sexy, is an illusion. It's something that you're looking at, but you really can't even see it yet. So now the child begins to look for value in all of the wrong places. And they begin to feel like, well, I want to hear a song. So the song that my mother never sang to me, that I'm beautiful, I begin to hear it from a different individual. And slowly but surely, I jump into these actions that comes with different consequences, and the result is a baby. So really, we should work on practicing celibacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the practice of celibacy will begin from you looking within yourself and finding the value of who you are, who you are connected to.
And Pastor, right there, I'm so sorry. I hate to cut you off because you are on a roll, but we are literally rolling up to closing because we have to get out of here before the commercial break and get ready for the next show. That's the unfortunate thing with only having an hour. I can't get everybody to say what they want. But I appreciate you calling
in. Can I give them my number real quick?
Yes, please give the number.
215-985-6833. Yes, give me a call and we can talk more about how you can get more involved.
Yes.
All right. Pastor, we got to go. But thank you so much. I do appreciate your phone call this morning.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. I hate to cut people off, but we have run out of time. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming in. Again, the number, email address, and or website where people can call, contact you, and be involved in this initiative in Southwest and West Philadelphia.
Let me first give you my website, the Family Planning Council, www.familyplanning.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach me directly at 215-985-6833.
Okay.
And you can email me at Tiffany T@familyplanning.org.
TiffanyT@familyplanning.org. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. I definitely appreciate it. Much love to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do.
We got to do this again.
Absolutely. I want y'all to have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Don't go anywhere. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.